In Washington, you can see flowers and vegetables growing on top of homes, businesses, even government buildings throughout the city. D.C. officials say Washington has nearly 70,000 square feet of rooftop greenery. Only Chicago has more. One big fan of these so-called green roofs is a popular small hotel, the Tabard Inn, just a few blocks from the White House.
There's about 10 varieties of sedums on this roof.
Sarah Murphy is giving a tour. She's a horticulturist.
This is a very pungent oregano right here on the corner that's doing really well. It looks actually like it's been heavily used.
The city of Washington pays building owners about a fourth the cost of incorporating greenery onto rooftops. One big reason? Rainwater runoff. Sarah Loveland works for an environmental consulting nonprofit called DC Greenworks. She says Washington has what's called a combined sewer system. The sewers don't just take in what's flushed down the drain, but also all the rain running off roofs and streets.
If you imagine that our sewage treatment plant, it has a dam, and the sewage system combines with the stormwater system before the treatment plant.
So when there's a heavy rain, that dam at the sewage treatment plant overflows.
You have both raw sewage and runoff from the streets coming directly into the river untreated.
3 billion gallons of it a year at one point. The EPA sued the District of Columbia. The city had to spend $150 million to address the problem. Part of that money goes to green roof grants. The green roofs slow down rainwater, give it some place to soak instead of just running off straight down the gutter. The city says its green roofs prevent 1 million gallons of stormwater runoff from entering the Potomac River. The roofs also insulate buildings, especially during the summer. Some studies show they reduce energy costs by 20% to 30%, and they reduce the heat island effect in the city since they don't get blisteringly hot like traditional roofs. Green roofs even offer some habitat for creatures like bees. Sarah Loveland with DC Greenworks, the environmental nonprofit, says rooftop gardens are increasingly popular for growing food.
Veggies are really popular. Herbs are really popular. This is a trend that we're starting to see take off in the restaurant industry, and there's just been a lot of buzz developing about it.
Blueberry bushes and herbs sprawl over the rooftop gardens of the Tabard Inn, where Paul Pell is executive chef.
And we can go up and get whatever we want, so it's fresh. We just climb out the window when we need it, get what we need. Chocolate basil goes in ice cream. Nasturtiums for garnishes for soups or salad.
Washington has an advantage over some larger cities in its promotion of rooftop gardens because federal law prohibits skyscrapers in the nation's capital. So most buildings don't cast shadows over their neighbors. As a result, most rooftops are sunny. All they need is greenery to soak up the rays. For the Environment Report, I'm Sabri Benishore.